Many experts keep talking boom and near full employment, but there have been a lot of layoffs in recent weeks. I'm David Brancaccio. There's been a new warning sign about the U.S. labor market. The outplacement firm Challenger Gray & Christmas today reported the number of layoff announcements by private companies rose 46% April to May. Tomorrow, it's the official jobs report for May. And just back from a gathering of Federal Reserve officials who are supposed to stay on top of these things is our Thursday economist, Diane Swunk, chief economist at the tax and advisory firm Grant Thornton. Good morning.
Good morning.
So the Federal Reserve had this big multi-day meeting out your way in Chicago to listen to outside economists. You were able to get in there a bit?
I was at the conference. There was an unease of walking on eggshells, and you really felt it. In fact, Fed Chair Jay Powell actually signaled that the Fed was willing to do whatever necessary in a trade war to stabilize the uncertainty we're feeling right now because of escalating trade tensions.
Now, connected to this, yesterday we got this private sector survey of payrolls from ADP, and it was astonishingly weak. Tomorrow's the official jobs report. Do you think we're going to see an echo of yesterday's report tomorrow?
The underlying trend is for slowing payroll growth, but there's a wild card out there, and that's hiring for the census. Usually you see a spike in that May month, the year prior to the census, as they staff up to open all their census offices, and that could be a real wild card, throwing the number well over 200,000, but it doesn't change the underlying story, which is that we do expect payroll growth to slow.
All right. Diane Swunk, the chief economist at Grant Thornton, thank you so much.
Thank you.
When it comes to health care in America, the following is pretty big. As of today, the 9 million veterans who receive medical care through the Department of Veterans Affairs hospitals have new options to see outside non-VA doctors. Lawmakers passed the changes last year to lower waiting times, but there are worries about unintended consequences. Marketplace's Ben Bradford reports.
Veterans can visit outside physicians if they live more than a half hour from a VA doctor or can't get an appointment within 20 days. That's down from 30. Air Force veteran Benjamin Krause hopes he'll qualify.
I believe in having a choice, and as it relates to picking who touches me, who makes decisions about the type of needs that I have related to my health.
Krause also describes a trust issue. The VA's had a series of high-profile scandals, including over long waits. But Terry Tenelian, a researcher at RAND, offers this surprising fact about VA healthcare.
Most often, the studies are finding that the VA outperforms the non-VA sector, the private sector.
Especially mental health care, says Heather Kelly at the American Psychological Association. She says outsourcing care could weaken the VA's services.
Starting to pull apart that integrated care network could have dramatic effects, and some of them unintended.
The VA says it doesn't expect a surge of new takers for private care, despite the huge expansion in access. I'm Ben Bradford for Marketplace.
Renault stock is down more than 5% in Paris after Fiat Chrysler pulled out of the merger talks it had instigated. Renault also has a deal with Nissan, and it was getting all complicated. While the deal is off, it may not be off-off as the many parties rethink their positions. Not everyone gets a chance to study the economy in school. Anyway, who doesn't need a brush up? Marketplace helps you continue your education in a way that we hope is smart, accessible, and hopefully even a bit fun. Your donation is not only an investment in your own learning, but also in helping us make more people smart about the economy. And that, we think, is good for everyone. To learn how you can help, visit marketplace.org/investors. Thank you. Heavy rain this year has caused the Mississippi to overflow. The Mississippi Farm Board estimates more than 200,000 acres of farmland in that state are flooded. Jeffrey Mitchell normally grows soy and corn in the Delta region just north of Vicksburg. This year, river water from the levee system has trapped water on his land for months. The heavy rain's not over, so he and other farmers aren't going to see relief for weeks.
It's disheartening. The water has never been this high since they've completed the backwater levee in 1979. Best case scenario is you survive it to farm again next year. I'm Jeffrey Mitchell. I'm a partner in Moore Company, which is a fifth generation family farm in Sharkey and Issaquena County, Mississippi. We have 6,200 acres of row crop land, usually somewhere around 2,000 acres of corn and 4,200 acres of soybeans. Usually by the end of May, Our corn would be 8 to 9 feet tall. Soybeans would be anywhere from knee high to 10 inches tall. Right now, the farm is 90% completely underwater. The remaining 10% is either half flooded or a third flooded. At this moment, have no plans of planting a crop, but there's about 2 weeks left in the planting season now. And like I say, with no signs of the water letting up, it'll just be too late. And we have crop insurance. You know, it'll get us by to the next year. It's going to really, really hurt. Yeah, we have 20-something employees that rely on us to make a living. Instead of doing, you know, work in the fields, we're trying to keep our employees busy, you know, doing minor things. We cut a lot of grass. Because of the water, we have some levees built to keep the water out. We have to maintain and check on and pump rainwater out of those. In our area, that's the only industry. I mean, everybody that lives here is somehow tied to agriculture, whether it's the banker or the parts houses, the restaurants. Everybody that lives here is somehow tied to agriculture. It's just what we do. The water will go away sooner or later. We'll be back there trying to do the best we can do to take our business to another level, help the community, and, you know, do what we can do to help feed the world.
Marketplace.org for some photos of what much of this looks like. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.